Sessionable.
All right, welcome to Sessionable. We're in the Nomads Brewery up in Brookvale, and we've got the brewers here with us. So we've got Leo, and we've got Brooks. So welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming.
So we might start off with you guys telling us a little bit about yourself. What you've done before coming to Nomads, and let's start with that. So Brooks, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
I started my brewing career at Leonardo's Brewery here in Borgo. It's 4 or 5 years ago, I can't remember. Yeah. Seems like 1,000 years. And shortly after that, I moved to New York City to start a project with a large store called Italy that was going to feature a brew pub on the top of the building. Yep. It was going to be a rooftop brew pub. Mm-hmm. And that's a project that involved beer at Borgo, as well as Baladan, another Italian craft brewery, and Doc Fishhead from the US, from Delaware. And I was there for a while. I had a really good time. I think I was having a bit too much fun. So I thought I'd move back to Italy to follow a similar project in Rome. Still at Italy, we opened a brew pub there as well. It wasn't on a rooftop, so it wasn't really, it's cool, and it was in New York City, but it was a really good experience. And so I did about the Italy thing for about 3 years, pretty much. Then I thought I'd kind of go back to production brewing and making more beer, basically. So I went back to Peter Borgo for a while. In the meantime, this new Nomad project came up, and I was keen to move somewhere else.
Yeah.
I love Italy, but I like to get away from it. I was really, I've always been interested in Australia and all that. It seemed very exotic to me and all that. So I jumped right on board.
Yeah.
Thanks to Leonardo. So this is the third continent I'm brewing in. I'm pretty proud of it. Hopefully one day I'll brew in Africa and Asia and I'll have all five.
That's if we let you.
I've been Antarctica. So that's my story.
Yeah, nice. So you grew up in Rome?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was born in the U.S. and I moved to Rome with my family when I was 6 years old.
Okay, yeah.
It was supposed to be for a short period, but we stayed there forever. So. I feel more Italian than...
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Right, and
it depends. On good days, I
feel like that's all we're saying about the Americans.
It depends on the elections and all that stuff.
World politics.
And Leo, why don't you tell us about yourself and your brewing history, which is,
if we've got enough time.
Yeah. Short version,
It's my second experience in a production brewery. I mean, the first one, the main one, it's Birra del Borgo that we started in 2005, so almost 9 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
And the brewery is in Italy, it's in Rome. It's not in Rome, but just outside of Rome. And Birra del Borgo we enjoyed for so many years doing interesting things, I hope. We started a part of the production was really classical, and then we decided in the last 4 years to do something much more tricky and maybe much more experimental. So going to test different way of fermentation, we're using different kind of ingredients, different variety of yeast, picking yeast in the air, and using also wild spontaneous fermentation. So now all the original brewery that we started in 2005, it's moved inside a totally spontaneous fermentation brewery. So something really cool. And beside this one, I decided to be involved in this crazy project because I came in Australia, maybe was when we met with you.
Yeah.
Was a couple of years ago, maybe 1 year.
Year and a half, 2 years ago. Yeah,
1 year. Yeah, 1 year and a half ago. And I found a really, really impressive atmosphere here about Bern, because it was like in Italy for 6 or 7 years ago. There was something was big ground, something was really exploding, but
yeah.
was still underground. And so and I don't know. I decided to just restart again with this crazy project, and also to restart again Bern, because now Imperial Borgo wants beside me below. If I'm in the brew house, everyone says
you're not allowed at the brew house.
No one wants to talk to me about beer, so they want everyone escaping from me. So that's fine. Yeah, so I decided to be involved in this crazy project, and we had a great friendship with Johnny and Kerry, and we decided to do Nomad. And Nomad, I think it's nice concept because it's much more than a name of the brewery, because it's like the condition that we in general we are. I mean,
we live, yeah.
Yeah, we live, because for example, the travel and the trip, it's something that it's part of my life now, and part also from John and Kerry's life,
yeah.
and all the person that the people that are in project, because also Brooks is another Nomad, he's always traveling. It's after 1 year and a half, he decided to move away and go in another country or things like that. So it's part of our life. I mean, traveling and traveling is also the way to discover new experience and maybe to discover new things and try to make fusion of different things. So it's difficult for us to create something totally new, respect what we did in Birra del Borgo, and at the same time it's difficult also to try to go in a different way of production. But,
yeah.
I mean, we try with the normal style, so
yeah.
things that we love, use ingredients that we love from different countries or different situation on different things, and so that's now the project started. So now it's, I mean, it's 1 year, 1 month, sorry, that we're brewing now.
Yeah.
1 month.
Feels like a year.
Yeah. Yes. After 10 days, we decided to quit. And to go in the office and sign the
resignation.
Resignation.
So yesterday, the owner promised he's going to brew at least 50 batches this first year.
Wow.
And
yeah.
if he doesn't meet that, he's not going to be allowed in the brew house.
Did you have to think a bit about how to separate Nomad from Birra del Borgo, and about how, or just naturally it's just going to be something different? Or
that will be something different, because I think also it's in different age. I mean, when you open a brewery, I think there are some different age that you need, those steps that you need. So first step, it's like to focus our production, to find your classical, your points, your things about beer. And after that, you should start thinking maybe something that could be innovative in a different way. And I can say that with Brooks, I have a really, really special feeling. So when he decided to come on board with this project, was really happy, because, I mean, I think also most of the cool stuff that we did at Beer Global, they came up from our crazy project, because Brooks was working in the small original brewery that when in 2010 we moved the production from the small original brewery to the new one. We kept the small one just for making tests and experimental
yeah.
stuff. And so Brooks was working there, because
yeah.
it was something was much more similar to what was thinking to work in New York City. So the idea was just to use that one for making experimentation. So that's why I love the idea that Brooks was working with us in this project. That's I'm really proud about that, and really thanks Brooks for coming.
Thank you.
And so first part of our production, now we started and we made just only the first three beers, and we doubled each beer 2 times because we're not always unhappy when we didn't release the first beer, so we want to just have us thinking,
yeah.
thinking. So in the office, you say, come on, stop, do the same. Because we need to always to change a little bit things, and so and we started with the three mainly classic beer. I mean, that will be Sideways Pale Ale, that will
yeah.
be classical pale ale, using maybe Our aim, our goal is to reach about 3.5 in alcohol. Now we are about 3.8, so that's almost done. And to give a really, really character, hop, very hop character on the beer. So, and that's one, the first one. Second one is Jet Lag IPA. That's, yes, an IPA as the name, or maybe much more American Pale Ale, because it's, yeah, it's talking about style, so that here in Australia, they're a little bit different, so in respect what they say,
for example, well.
And hop levels of things for, so maybe Jet Lag IPA is much more an American Pale Ale, but we use also the Finger Lime zest, and so that's Finger Lime pills that are really, really interesting, so give a special citrusy character beside the hop character.
Yeah.
And we do their hopping as well, the second batch we did, now it's really, really awesome, that's in the fermenter, so later if you want to adjust the test, it's something really, really cool that will be much more where we're focusing. And the third one will be the long trip saison. That's the most difficult beer, because long trip won't be like the trip. So the trip that every time you go from Italy to here, or from United States to here, you have really, really 24-hour flights, something really crazy. But at the same time, you just travel over the world. So it's very nice, because you can meet people that are coming from different parts of the world. You can smell things coming from different parts of the world. But it's really, really interesting, because the idea to begin with the long trip saison was like the idea to make the trip in a glass, so was the idea. And so we use now a lot of different ingredients, because we use we use malt, hops, wheat, and we use saison yeast inside, obviously, and we use also wattle seed, that is a really, really nice spice coming from Australia, and we use a mountain pepper, that's a variety of pepper coming from Tasmania. We use coffee, the coffee is roasted by the roaster that are just across the street, and we use also some bitter orange peel, that's and so that's the process that we know. But the need to use different ingredients, it's not just to reach something that can be funky or crazy or things. Our idea is always to do something that could be really well balanced. So it's drinkable with a good approach. At the same time, so the ingredients are like the way to reach a special character to the final tier. So that's an interesting part. And then we have other crazy ideas. Then we're just
looking at one through the window.
The grandpa barrel, but we had also really, really very crazy ideas that last Saturday were a little bit drunk at home. We were just talking about future projects or maybe others. If you have two words about that,
So when we were just talking to Jenny and Kerry, and I said, you know, was it just going to be the three styles of beers? And I said, look at the window, look at those two guys. Do you think there's going to be just three beers?
that's funny stuff.
I mean, we have a few things in mind that. I don't know.
What are you allowed to say? If you want, you can tell us when we stop.
They haven't been approved by the guys upstairs. I don't know if this should be on a podcast yet.
It's fair to say you guys have a few things up your sleeves.
It would be impossible for us to only brew three years forever.
So what's the point of getting you guys to just do those 3 years?
It's coming up. They'll always involve local ingredients, or even just local
inspiration.
Inspiration, yes.
I guess really exciting, because I don't think
we want to really absorb. We want to absorb what, you know, the
culture,
the vibrancy of Australian.
Yeah, which is great, because no one else here is really mean that.
Give back what we have, our experience, all our culture and our know-how.
Yeah.
So
that's really exciting.
There's gonna be, you know, cool things coming up.
Yeah. So we're drinking the pale at the moment.
The Jet Lag.
Yeah.
That's the
Jet Lag.
Yeah.
It's the IPA.
Yeah. It's the first batch that we released. Mm-hmm. And
it's got a great color to it as well.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that it's delicious. You know.
Good balance and malt in it.
Yeah, so one important part that we believe that we should have in the beer is also the mouthfeel. I mean, so something that's softy, creamy. So maybe sometimes the hoppy beer are too little bit extreme, or too little bit maybe not so soft and so creamy.
Yeah.
And I love the creaminess in the beer because I think it's like that. It's a very, very unique character that can give you really, really balance with different things. So you can drink by alone, you can drink with food, you can pay, you can do whatever. So that's an important, interesting part that you can get from the creaminess. So.
And this batch, is this the one with dry hops already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we started making dry hop from the first batch, so
yeah,
we had several problems on dry hop the first batch, but anyway, we solved that one now. So, because we discovered that the Australian hops that has leaves also in the palate a little bit higher, bigger, sorry, respect for
example,
coarser.
Yeah. Coarser grind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to solve the problem, we just added more.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 50% more than the single batch of the
yeah.
Company.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big increase, yeah.
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 That's nice.
We had one more variety of hops to give it get a bit deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what
complexity?
What hops are you using in the IPA you've got?
Victoria's
Secret.
Galaxy, we have Topaz. We have American and Australian Cascade.
Okay.
And probably one more that I can't.
Yeah.
and so a blend of those and dry hopping as well.
Okay.
The therapy in the first batch was only with Cascade.
Obviously, yeah, you've got these three beers and you've got the brewery set up. And I mean, you've done a bunch of collaborations in Australia with other breweries. We were talking to Johnny and Kerry earlier, and you plan on having a couple of brewers here to do some collaborations? And
yeah, no, that's for the Sydney Craft Beer Week. We'll have a collaboration with Six Point and with. Do I remember? But I think, I know. We'll see what's happening in the future. I don't know about collaboration. Maybe. I prefer now that we should focus on our beer for a while just to put things in the right way, and then we can do
whatever. Play and have fun with it.
I think we have fun with a lot of brews.
Yeah.
So
Are there any plans to do a collaboration with Beer Del Borgo?
I don't know. Because the guys are really, really strange, so they don't want me in the brewery. So I don't know, not so sure.
So are you still involved with like the development of new ideas for new beers over there as well? And
yeah, that's the only thing I do. But it's funny because now, Beer Del Borgo, it's still, I mean, a small brewery because it's not so big like the craft American breweries.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's we're brewing now more than 12,000 hectoliters in a year, so there is a really, really very, very strict production schedule. So. And we have a lot of space, a lot of time for making experimental things, but maybe it's better if I'm not involved in the production. If I make mistakes or things like that, Andrea, that's the head brewer, will be really, really upset. So we discuss in a small lab, I go in the whole brewery, I can burn the whole brewery, So maybe when I come back, I think I'll be back in 3 weeks in Italy, and I will go to brew on Sunday.
So how are you splitting up your time now? Are you doing like a month here, a month in Italy, or?
I mean, this year was really crazy because
been here a lot.
Because I came here. I mean, so many times, and I came here in February. Then I came here in April for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Sorry. Then come back in Italy for 10 days, came back here for another 4 weeks, go back in Italy for another 10 days, came here for another 1 month and a half, then I went to the United States because obviously we need to go to New York as well. So and I went there for 10 days and then I came back, so crazy. I don't know. I'm sure that
you must know a lot of people at the airport nowadays.
You know, you can understand why we call the beer jet lag.
Definitely.
Because jet lag is a kind of permanent condition. So.
Yeah.
So that's. And the first batch of the jet lag was really general for cancer.
Yeah.
Because too much.
So I happened to be a jet lag.
So anyway, I don't know exactly. I'm sure that I will be here till the end of August, and then I'm coming back for November.
Yeah.
And November and December and January, I'll be here. So that's for sure the short plan. Now in September, October should be a little bit in Italy because there is a lot to do also there. So.
Yeah.
And yeah. In the middle of a small revolution also there, so we need to take care about all the stuff.
Of course, yeah.
Cool.
And how many of you are working in the brewery here at the moment? Just the three of you?
Yeah, we're working with me, Brooks, and Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're gone, it'll just be the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Party time.
Yeah, I think at the beginning, yes, we'll stay here too.
Yeah.
Maybe some other people helping for bottling or things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how good, yeah.
Just see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing kegs only at the moment?
We are doing kegs only, and we did also the jelly lagging bottle, and the bottle in our old bottle condition, because we love the idea to use the conditioning bottle. And so, for example, if you just taste the same version of the jelly lagging bottle, I think it's really, really much more interesting for me.
Mm-hmm.
As more character, the smell, it's really, really much more balanced. We'll grab later a bottle and we'll taste.
Yeah.
And from next week, we'll start bottling all the beers.
Yeah,
so we'll start making sideways long trip and jet lag. So I think we'll be released not before the first week or second week of September. Yeah, because it takes about a couple of weeks of
conditioning time.
Yeah,
3 to 4 weeks.
Do some beers take longer to condition than others as far as different styles go, or three of them about the same?
No, they're all the same,
yeah.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, it depends much more on the evolution of the beer. I mean, sometimes, beer like, for example, the last batch of the non-trip season, we did a really, really interesting thing that's a sour mash, just for getting for the first batch. No, we didn't. In the second batch, we didn't. We did the third batch, and we made the sour mash. That's really, really interesting technique, just for giving a really, really very unique character to the beer, because you go on sourness, but at the same time, you fix the sourness. So that's a very good way for give to a saison a really special character.
Yeah,
and so I'm sure that one will take a little bit longer for just being in bottle, for becoming really, really round and complete.
So controlled acidity, sourness.
Yeah. And how are you finding the brewery to work in? Is it because you'd be able to design off from scratch with the experience that you had in the previous...
Yeah, I mean, I can say, I don't know, what do you think? I'm still a good brewer or apprentice? I should go to...
You can definitely
some...
do better, but... You're working hard.
Okay.
But you find the layout of the brewery is working really well, and...
Yeah. Yeah, we did that.
I mean, we did the best we can, as we planned it out. I mean,
yeah.
The best we could, as we planned it out. Yes, but I think, I mean, and every brewery is different. You have different spaces and places you can put things and places you can't.
Yeah.
But, we've been brewing for a month now, and I mean, it's going pretty smooth.
Yeah.
There's a few things we might change here and there, but overall, it's a nice brewery, I think.
Yeah. You get a little bit of space to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is the brewery's the brew house is not small because it's 25 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
It's an automated brew house, so it's it can work in a good day, it can in a good way, so that's not better. And we have 6 tanks, so maybe with 6 tanks, for what we can do, it's almost about 500, 600 hectares in a month at full production.
Yeah.
So there is space for growing.
Yeah.
And, and then if we have more tanks, we have obviously more space. What I'm sure that will go to miss, it will be storage space and things like that. But anyway, and for sure now that we are waiting for other barrels, small one, because we are going to do different project in barrel.
Right. And
yeah,
so that's going to be a big part of what you guys are doing coming in the future.
Yes. And our idea is just not to use the barrel, not for making, for example, Imperial Stout or rich, very rich, whatever. Maybe we do, maybe we don't know. But at this stage, we don't want to go in that direction. And we want to use the barrel much more for the oxidation power and for the what you can get from the wood aging and wood fermentation, that's really, really interesting. So that's a part. And that barrel, it's really interesting because it's a very long story. It's 45 years old and had for 40 years the same brandy. It's not kind of brandy, it's a special variety of grappa that's made from this distillery that's from one friend of mine. And a really, really, really nice character. First batch will be like just for neutralize the grappa character, and second batch will be what we're going to do to use with the barrel. So maybe going to a different kind of fermentation and aging inside the barrel.
Right. It's really exciting.
We try.
Johnny and Harry were saying that you're quite excited to work with some local Australian ingredients might not have seen in beer before. Or is there any cool ingredients that you're really excited about? Or
like the saisons?
Saison. Some cool Aussie stuff.
I think in Australia there are really, really very, very interesting ingredients. There are very good hops. That I can say that's really, really very nice and very interesting.
Mm.
But at the same time, apparently hops, you can find really very good stuff that's coming from the spice, fruits. So I'm sure that we're going to use a lot of them because they're very good. We found a very interesting plum. It was really, really very good. And I think we're going to make a beer with that plum just for example, doing aging, using this plant for long times, the big problem that when you start, you make your company sustainable. So that's the first.
Three
beers, but I'm sure that we'll move very, very fastly around. A lot of expectation, and that is good in a part, and really, really make me really stress another side. But at the same time, it's really interesting because it's also like a new challenge. I mean, so the idea just to go in a different way and to work at something different. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
great. Cool. I think we might wrap it up. Let you get back to work.
Folks have to step out.
You want to taste some beer from the
Let's do that.
Bring your glass.